This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The year of the rabbit began in horror on Sunday for the inhabitants of Monterey Park in the U.S. state of California, the largely Asian American suburb of Los Angeles, where a mass shooting left 10 people dead. In the city of 60,000 people, red lanterns and banners and Chinese characters celebrated the Lunar New Year. They were still fluttering over a roadway. But around the dance hall where the shooting unfolded, yellow police tape and heavily armed policemen supplanted any sign of festivities. On Saturday night, a gunman entered the ballroom and killed 5 men and 5 women and wounded at least 10 others, authorities said. U.S. Democratic Congressman Judy Chu said this.
Unfortunately, I have now become a member of a club of members of Congress who've had a mass shooting in their districts. It has been happening on a daily basis now, and we can barely keep count of these mass shootings. Something has to be done.
The mass killing, the deadliest U.S. shooting since the Uvalde massacre, in which 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in an elementary school in Texas, took Monterey Park by surprise. People across China are ringing in the Lunar New Year with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples after the government lifted its strict zero COVID policy. It's the biggest celebration since the pandemic began 3 years ago. With the easing of most COVID-19 restrictions that had confined millions to their homes, people could finally make their first trip back to their hometowns to reunite with families. Larger public events also returned. This is VOA News. Islamist fighters set off a bomb, then stormed a government building in Somalia's capital on Sunday, killing at least 6 civilians, police said, and wounding more. A police spokesperson said attackers from the Al-Shabaab group charged into the block that houses the office of Mogadishu's mayor and got caught in a firefight with security forces. He added security forces killed all the attackers and that all is calm now. During talks in Paris, France and Germany have renewed their alliance and pledged continued support to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The commitment comes as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and his cabinet visit Paris for talks with their French counterparts. The meeting takes place on the 60th anniversary of their post-World War II friendship treaty and is held to overcome differences over defense, energy, and the economy, some of it laid bare by Russia's war in Ukraine. In a joint declaration, the two countries now say they will continue to show unwavering support to Ukraine in all areas possible and will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Kyiv on a surprise trip on Sunday, meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky and pledging that Britain would stick by Ukraine as long as it takes.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Great to see you. It's an absolute honor to be here again.
Honor
you're,
for
you
us.
Know, you're too time. Kind and you're too generous to spend time on a Sunday. Thanks. Nice to see you again.
Nice to
see you.
During his trip, Johnson visited Bucha, a suburb of the Ukrainian capital that saw atrocities when Russian forces drove towards Kyiv in the first phase of the invasion. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and several ministers arrived in Algeria on Sunday, state media reported, ahead of meetings with top officials in the gas-exporting giant. Algeria's prime minister welcomed Meloni at Algiers' main airport at the start of a friendly working visit, his office said. She is the latest in a steady stream of European officials to visit since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Singer-songwriter Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of rock and roll icon Elvis Presley, has been laid to rest at the family's legendary Tennessee home, Graceland. She died January 12th at the age of 54 after she was rushed to the hospital for cardiac arrest. Here's her mother, Priscilla Presley.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me.
Others paying tribute in song or word included Alanis Morissette, Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose, and others.